So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Folks, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. This is, of course, the Christmas show, and I mean, we're still several days away from Christmas here, but this is the show that's going to be right before Christmas, and the same thing is going to happen next week as well for New Year's. So it's nice when they time like this, and the show's not like a day after something where it doesn't mean as much. But as you noticed, I did not use my typical intro song, which is Time by White Wolf. I used a little intro there from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So I hope that gets you into the holiday mood. And this show is going to be a little bit different this time. I'm going to be playing some Christmas music. Some of it's going to be traditional. Some of it's going to be parodies and a few things about Christmas thrown in here and there. Maybe a story, I don't know. Again, I'm pre-recording this show, so I can kind of figure this one out as I go along. So I honestly don't know at this point what I'm going to do. which of course has producer George a little concerned and puzzled because he is completely clueless. He initially thought I had lost my notes again, and actually, George, I didn't lose my notes last time. You did. So we're doing this show without notes. So once again, welcome to the Christmas special for 2017 here at Freedom Rings. Again, I am your host, Tommy Freedom, and you got me for the next, 25 minutes or so. Now, while the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is still fresh in my mind from that introduction, let's take a couple minutes here. If you've never seen them, go see them. They are phenomenal. Not only do they have really good music, but they have an awesome show as well as far as visual displays. They've got smoke, they've got artificial snow, they've got fog machines, they have laser lights, they have LED displays, they have colored propane going off, and at the very end, in their grand finale, all the stuff is going off with indoor explosions and indoor fireworks and pinwheels spinning around on stage and filling the arena with smoke. It is absolutely awesome. It's a wonderful, wonderful show. I was fortunate enough to have a girlfriend several years ago who took me to see them 2 years in a row. And she was always good for getting seats really close to the stage when she would get us tickets. How she managed to do this, I don't know. I suspect it was probably because she was throwing down a couple $100 a piece. But hey, she wanted the good seats. She was more than willing to pay for them. And we were always close enough that you could feel the propane going off at these shows, and just absolutely incredible. And the first year we were there, one of the guitarists accidentally walked into a beam or something that was down on stage. It may have been a boom or something, but he almost knocked himself out. I mean, it was a hard, hard hit. So the next year, we were directly in front of the stage and only like 7 or 8 rows in. And that girlfriend was a rather buxom redhead, and she had a voice to match without intending to. So the guy's coming across stage, and she said, "Don't hit your head." Well, he heard her and proceeded to act like he was walking into that same beam or boom or whatever it was hanging down. It was pretty funny. But she was always good for getting us seats up close like that so we could enjoy it a lot better. And actually, I have gone online, and I found a song that was tape there. Somebody shot it on their cell phone. It was standing right in front of us that second year. And a couple minutes into it, I mean, the camera comes around, and for about a quarter of a second, you can clearly see that it's my girlfriend and me standing there. And of course, I recognized the angles and everything from when we had been there. It was identical. So kind of interesting to go online and find something like that where you've actually been there. But again, if you ever have the opportunity, I would recommend that you go see them. Of course, you know, if you're in your 70s or 80s, you may not enjoy it as much. My mother called me last month, and she and my stepfather were considering going to see the show out in Phoenix. And keep in mind, they're in their mid-80s. So I said, "Ma," I said, "yeah, it's a really good show, but I don't think you're going to like it, as much as I hate to say that, because I just absolutely love it. But it's kind of hard rock. It's, you know, it's heavy music. And there's a lot of lasers and everything going off." She's, "Oh yeah, that would make me dizzy. I can't see it." So that actually left room for two people who would really enjoy it to go see it in person. Now, in the event that you're traveling this Christmas season, I certainly hope that you'll be driving and not flying. I absolutely refuse to fly unless it is more than 1,800 miles for me to drive, because I simply am tired of having myself violated at the airport. So if you're going to fly, try and hitch a ride with Santa, one of his reindeers or one of his elves or something like that, and avoid the airports. However, if you have no choice but to go through the TSA, then I have a holiday song for you. It is called "Grandma Got Molested at the Airport."
Grandma got molested at the airport, flying home to our house Christmas Day. They groped her breast and manhandled her hoo-ha. They ought to be arrested, TSA. Her metal hip set the alarm off, so they had to pat her down. But they patted her so roughly that her Depends underwear fell to the ground. She never felt so violated. And when they ended their attack, there were glove marks on her buttocks and incriminating latex in her crack. Grandma got molested at the airport, flying home to our house Christmas Day. They groped her breast and manhandled her hoo-ha. They ought to be arrested, TSA. They made her take her wooden leg off and remove her purple wig. They confiscated all her prune juice as they rummaged through her luggage like a pig. Now Grandma's cherub-like demeanor had quickly turned into a funk. She saw them cupping Grandpa's balls and wiener, raised her cane and shouted out, "Don't touch his junk!" Grandma got molested at the airport, flying home to our house Christmas Day. They groped her breast and manhandled her hoo-ha. They ought to be arrested, TSA. Now Grandma's flight had left without her, and she was left in misery, holding her wig, her leg, her undergarments, and what was left of her civil liberties. So show the TSA your tatas, let them grope your daughter and your son. If we fall in line and get stripped of our freedom, then we know that the terrorists have won. Grandma got molested at the airport, flying home to our house Christmas Day. They groped her breast and manhandled her hoo-ha. They ought to be arrested, TSA. Grandma got molested at the airport, flying home to our house Christmas Day. They groped her breast and manhandled her hoo-ha. They ought to be arrested, TSA.
So that was Grandma Got Molested at the Airport, and I don't even know who does that. I've had it for years. Somebody sent it to me in an email attachment years ago. I've just had it stuck on my computer. But here's one that I guarantee you most likely have never heard, and it is called Sammy the Christmas Snake.
There are lots of such cute little Christmas galoots, little angels and reindeer and snowflakes that thrive. But from all those Yule underdogs, fondly my memory logs, one multiple vertebrae kind of a guy. Sammy the Christmas Snake, hid in the corner of Santa's workshop. Sammy the Christmas Snake, bit all the elves and made all the work stop. Hid in the stockings, he hit up the flue. Bit on Rudolph till his nose turned blue. Ain't no telling what a Christmas snake'll do. Merry Christmas! Sammy the Christmas Snake had peppermint stripes and pointy old fangs. Sammy that Christmas Snake, he hides in the holly where the mistletoe hangs. Hid in the stockings, he hid up the flue. He bit on old Santa and Mrs. Santa too, oh! Sammy that Christmas Snake. Merry Christmas! Kids, sing with me. Now, Sammy lived with Herb the Christmas Dwarf at Santa's house. No one liked him much since he bit Sid the Christmas Mouse. Till Rick the Christmas Mongoose went berserk and tried to wreck the sleigh, and Sammy saved the day when he broke Rick's Christmas neck. Hey! Sammy the Christmas Snake, now there ain't a ban on anacondas in the Arctic. Sammy that old Christmas Snake, now those elves don't chase him with that fork stick. What a merry mood he has all the girls and boys in, giving out the cheer and holding back the poison. Sammy the Christmas Snake, hey! Merry Christmas!
Now this next song is called I Still Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake. It's not that well known, but it's still one of my favorites to hear around this time of year. It sends a little bit different message. Now, if you've never heard this song before or never seen a video, I would strongly recommend that at some point you do actually pull up the official music video for this, because it has a very poignant ending with all that dramatic music and the crescendo. It sends a very, very strong family message as a soldier looks like he's returning from the Second World War, possibly Korea, being reunited with his son. So it's a very, very strong holiday message without being too Christmassy. And I did want to get it in there. Wow, I'm just looking at the clock here, and I'm already pretty much at 20 minutes. So I think what I'm going to do an hour show, because this is pre-recorded. It'll give them enough time to work it in. I think everything will be okay. So, George, let's go ahead and hit that special music that you love to play so much of you on the recorder. Let everyone know this is officially now a special, and it will be an hour-long show. You know, George, that is absolutely horrible. I really wish you would learn to play something else other than the recorder. Do what? No. Don't tell me you took up playing the sax. Oh my God. Okay. Run it. Just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, it does. I know I told you to take up something besides the recorder. The whole idea there is that your paws don't press the keys properly, so taking up another woodwind isn't going to be any better. The guitar? You're trying to tell me that you can't play a recorder or a sax, but you can play the guitar. Okay. All right, folks. George is telling me that he has done a rendition of him beating on a trash can and playing the electric guitar. All right. As if the first two weren't bad enough, this I gotta hear. Wow. Well, George, you have redeemed yourself. And yes, we will definitely be using that one as an intro from now on. I think that one was actually pretty good. I wish you had given up woodwinds a long time ago. Well, alrighty then. So let us use that as the official Christmas special intro. And while we're in the mood for some harder rockin' tunes, let me throw this your way. This is Joy to the World by Steve Morse. Thank you. So once again, that was Steve Morse doing Joy to the World. For a long time, that was my most famous modern Christmas carol, until the Trans-Siberian Orchestra came along with some really good remakes and some original stuff themselves. Now, typically, on the Christmas shows, that is the song that I sign out with. But this year, I'm going to use the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Now, initially, I was thinking I would go with Carol of the Bells, but you've probably heard that on the radio. So I'm going to do their rendition of Hall of the Mountain King that was actually shot live in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I do actually appear in that video. So I think it's fitting to sign off with that, because that is traditionally the song that they do end all of their shows with. So they end their shows with that song, so will I. But speaking of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, let me go ahead and throw this one at you. It's called What is Christmas? And it's kind of a Scrooge-like approach to the entire Christmas season. If you haven't heard it before, I think you'll like it. So that's kind of a pessimistic approach to Christmas, but if you actually listen to the lyrics in there, it is pretty funny. My favorite part in there is candles everywhere, a fire hazard. Something that only someone who truly hated the holidays could come up with, finding negative things in the absolute best holiday that any country in this world observes, with one exception, and that would be Independence Day here in the United States. Christmas is more important than Independence Day? Yes, well, maybe, maybe not. I think Independence Day is more important than Christmas, because if it were not for our being able to celebrate Independence Day, in all likelihood, there would be a lot of countries in this world who would not be able to celebrate Christmas. So think about that one. Now, let's lighten things up a bit with Crap for Christmas by Bobby Gaylor.
Just when I think you know me, and I give you credit for being on the ball, Christmas rolls around and I open your gift, and I see you don't know me at all. So if you don't listen to anything else that I have to say all year long, pay close attention to this, because this is my real holiday wish. Stop giving me useless crap for Christmas! Forget the clapper. I don't need to turn my lights off from bed. And I don't want a Chia dog, a Chia sheep, a Chia cow, or a Chia head. And don't get some movie on video that's been marked down to $3.99. You wouldn't watch this piece of junk. Why do you think I want to waste my time? Now here's something that cuts me to the bone. You order a subscription to Sports Illustrated, you keep the magazine and give me the stupid football phone. And I don't need ads of steel, buns of steel, Richard Simmons deal a meal, or absolutely anything made by Ron Popeil. Stop giving me useless crap for Christmas!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Useless crap!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
I don't need a radar detector, a compass, or a dashboard Jesus, or my intestines bound up by a box of Hickory Farm cheeses. I don't need a Showtime oven that cooks like two ducks, 12 garlic bulbs, and a turkey, or a food dehydrator for dried fruit or beef jerky. And please, no wall-mounted or countertop spice rack, or the ab roller, ab slide, ab rocker, ab dolly, or the torso track. No calendars featuring supermodel bimbos or babies in hats, and no Christmas music by the Jingle Dogs or the Jingle Cats. And ask me my size. I'm tired of shirts and my fingers don't even poke out of the sleeve. And hey, isn't this the fruitcake Uncle Mike gave you last Christmas Eve? And if you're even remotely thinking about getting me that singing, joke-telling, wall-mounted bass, just remember what that rhymes with, because that's where I'm going to stick it. Stop giving me useless crap for Christmas!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Useless crap!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Alright, listen up. I don't want anything preceded by the word decorative. Anything that comes with a stuffed bear or a troll doll that says, I love you. No electronic devices that when you push a button, they say things like, hey, stupid, or up yours. I don't want a pasta maker, a bread maker, a juice maker, a waffle maker, sandwich maker, salad maker, label maker, beer maker, wine maker, sausage maker, ice cream maker, pastry maker, salsa maker, coffee maker, or a sun tea maker. If I want that stuff, I'll buy it. I don't want anything that chops, beats, grinds, purees, minces, or slices, cubes, shreds, blends, separates, juliennes, or dices. No 2-gallon bottles of generic shampoo. Now with 10% more. And nothing advertised with the slogan, not available in any store. You know, they say it's the thought that counts. So instead of making me cringe every year with what you bought, let's call it even forever and stop at the thought. Stop giving me useless crap for Christmas!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Useless crap!
Stop giving me crap for Christmas!
Forget about the 1-pound Hershey Kiss or the big book of lifesavers, and no smoked almonds and a dozen different obscene artificial flavors. I don't want a magazine subscription to Field & Stream, Sailing, or Understanding Zen. And I stopped wearing pajamas when I was 10. And if you're thinking of anything from an infomercial by Tony Robbins, Body by Jake, Don DeBree, Mary Lou Hanna, Suzanne Summers, or Billy Blank, I get 2 words for you. No thanks! Here's something not to get me. A coffee mug with a slogan that says something like, don't talk to Bobby, he hasn't had his coffee yet. You're an idiot!
Hi folks, Tommy Freedom here with a public service announcement regarding drinking and driving this holiday season. It's that time of year again when Borden starts brewing the eggnog and we all want a hot toddy. But just remember folks, during this holiday season, it's very important that if you're going to be going over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house, that you do it sober. So I've invited a good friend of mine, Angus McLeod, to give you a public service announcement regarding drinking and driving this holiday season.
Greetings, my friends. Angus McLeod here. When I drink and drive...
Whoa, stop. This is a PSA about drinking... Oh, against drinking and driving. We don't want to hear about you drinking and driving, Angus. What we need is for you, with your personal experience, to counsel everyone in the listening audience about drinking and driving, okay?
You've got it. I fully understand. Of course, there's an underlying message here. I'm sorry I missed the whole thing when I started from the beginning here. Okay, let me get it to you straight here, folks. Okay, if you're going to drink and drive this weekend, no! The whole point here, Angus, is this is a PSA. That's a public service announcement against drinking and driving. We don't want our listeners to drink and drive. Do you understand that?
What?
Well, then how am I supposed to get home? If I'm out drinking at my cousin Judy's place and I can't get home, I'm going over the river and through the woods. You're telling me I can't do that?
Yes, Angus, I'm telling you, you can't do that. That's the whole purpose in my bringing you on this show, to do a public service announcement against drinking and driving this holiday season.
Against drinking and driving? I thought I was promoting it.
No, you're not promoting it. Oh, for God's sake. Hey, folks, look, I apologize. I really thought that when I found this guy, he was going to have a story to tell about drinking and driving and spending 5 years in prison. But unfortunately, he hasn't learned his lesson. So I've pieced a few sound bites together here, which I hope will finally convey the message that I was trying to get through to you.
You must drink this holiday season.
Get it? Got it? Good. Stay sober or stay home, or else Santa will place a very special poker chip in your Christmas stocking. This has been Tommy Freedom with a public service announcement regarding drinking and driving this holiday season. Now, speaking of drinking and driving, let us not forget this classic clip from the past when George got into my glass of eggnog one Christmas season. Now that was a classic, just like this one. And George, have your paw on the button.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of this side of the nut house.
Now that is a Christmas classic. And while we're on the topic here of Christmas classics, how many of you remember when A Christmas Story came out? I mean, at the time, we thought that was like the dumbest movie that had ever come out dealing with Christmas. And over the years, that has turned out to be one of the classic Christmas movies. Who would have ever thought that Messy Marvin would go down in history with one of the most popular Christmas shows out there, along with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and It's a Wonderful Life and all those other shows? So here is the classic clip from A Christmas Story.
Ah, there it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder Carbon Action 200-shot range model air rifle.
What I want for Christmas is a Red Ryder BB gun with a compass in the stock and this thing which tells time.
A Red Ryder BB gun with a compass in the stock and this thing which tells time.
No, shoot your eye out.
Oh no, it was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out. Oh no, you'll shoot your eye out? My mother must have gotten to Miss Shields. There could be no other explanation.
You'll shoot your eye out! You'll shoot your eye out! No, I want an official red under combination. Do you want to check my Bentley rifle?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
That, folks, was a classic. I think followed only by this one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Ovaltine? A crummy commercial? Son of a...
No, sir, my friends. They do not make Christmas movies like that anymore. That was in between the time of Rudolph and Snowmen, and now we have all these Hallmark chick flicks. They're on Hallmark and Lifetime, and they're all these goody-two-shoe shows, and, well, A Christmas Story kind of found the middle somewhere back in the 80s, and we will never, ever duplicate that again. That's probably why it's gone down as a classic, because it was so outside the norm at the time for what was considered to be a Christmas movie. And that is what has made it a classic. Now, speaking of classics, go all the way back to 1955. Now, who remembers this one, folks? Because this was a classic when I was a kid.
Snitched on me. I spilled some ink on mommy's rug. I made Tommy eat a bug. Bought some gum with a penny slug. Somebody snitched on me. So I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. 'Cause I ain't been nothing but bad.
I put a tack on teacher's chair. Somebody snitched on me. I tied a knot in Susie's hair. I did a dance on mommy's plants. Climbed a tree and tore my pants. Filled a sugar bowl with ants. Somebody snitched on me. Oh, hurry up.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Somebody snitched on me. He won't come visit me because somebody snitched on me. Next year I'll be going straight. Next year I'll be good. Just wait. I'd start now, but it's too late. Somebody...
Who's that coming down the chimney with a bag over his shoulder? It's him! It's him! I thought he wasn't coming!
Where's the silverware, little boy?
In a dining room, like I told you!
And the jewelry?
Same place as last time. How about my cut?
The usual.
The usual. Join me on a chorus, okay?
Why not?
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. 'Cause I ain't been nothing but bad.
Have a good season?
Excellent.
Well, folks, I hope you are enjoying this holiday music montage. I will say, though, I made a mistake earlier, and I am always one who was willing and able to admit that he has made a mistake. I said earlier that the Trans-Siberian Orchestra finished out with Haul the Mountain King, and I was incorrect. They do finish out with Carol of the Bells. Now, I did find the live performance in Charlotte of Hall of the Mountain King, which I will play next. But I did find the grand finale, which was Carol of the Bells, which I will finish out the show with. So for now, here is Hall of the Mountain King by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Thank you.
Now, keep in mind, folks, that was a music video shot off of a cell phone. So for the incredible amount of music volume that was going out there, that was recorded with somebody's cell phone. So that was pretty good. Now, it was much, much better in person, of course. It does, however, give you a little insight into how good these shows actually sound in person. Now, if you can imagine that being recorded off of somebody's cell phone, just imagine how in-depth the music is in person. Again, if you ever have the opportunity, go see them. So on that note, folks, I am going to wind down this show, letting you know that if you can find this music video online and you know where to look, you will actually see me lurking somewhere in the shadows. Scary, isn't it? Well, not really. I mean, everyone in this day and age finds themselves in some point in time on social media, whether they realized it or not. But the point that I want to leave out here on, folks, is something that goes back many, many years. I'm sure you are all aware of the 14 words of David Lane. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. Brilliant words they were. And we all lost a brother when David Lane passed away. I was very fortunate to have been in touch with him in his final days. So I would like to leave off this show with another set of 14 words that's very fitting for the Christmas season. And these 14 words are, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a very prosperous and happy New Year. So here is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra live in Charlotte, North Carolina in 2012 with their rendition of Carol of the Bells. Have a very Merry Christmas, my friends. And no matter what you do, don't set the turkey on fire.